KQED.
Later today in Sacramento, the Assembly Judiciary Committee takes up illegal immigration, specifically a proposal modeled after Arizona's controversial law. There's a lot of enthusiastic support for the California measure among Tea Party advocates, but the bill faces an uphill climb in the legislature, as Scott Schaefer explains.
On the steps of the state capitol Monday, several hundred people rallied in support of AB 26, legislation to crack down hard on illegal immigrants in California.
It's awesome to see so many people gathered here. How many people came up here from Southern California?
Republican Assemblyman Tim Donnelly is the man behind AB 26. He founded the Minuteman movement at the California-Mexico border and was inspired by Arizona's Get Tough approach to illegal immigration.
The Arizona law was born right here in California because of the tragedy of three citizens who were slaughtered in broad daylight by an illegal alien gang member who was released by the city of San Francisco.
Public safety was the main theme of Monday's rally. Donnelly's bill would prevent cities from enacting so-called sanctuary bills and force local officials to cooperate with federal immigration agents. It would also punish employers who knowingly hire undocumented immigrants.
It's about whether or not we're going to cede American territory to those who are in the country illegally and to the drug cartels, who are basically foreign terrorist thugs. Or are we going to stand up for the rule of law and remain a free state in California?
One of those here supporting the bill is Janice Wilhelmson from Crestline in San Bernardino County. For her, this is a budget issue.
We don't have the money to support the illegals anymore. You know, they're coming in and taking everything and resources from our kids and just basically ruining our lives.
El pueblo vive, vive. La lucha sigue, sigue.
As the pro-AB 26 rally continued, there was a much smaller demonstration on the sidewalk here at the state capitol. It was organized by the union SEIU. They were here saying that AB 26 was racial profiling, that it was unfair to immigrants. One of the protesters was Lino Pedrix.
We believe that this type of law doesn't work. We believe in a comprehensive immigration reform.
AB 26 will be heard today in the Assembly Judiciary Committee, which is chaired by Los Angeles Democrat Mike Feuer.
I think it's a very divisive, impractical, unconstitutional piece of legislation that would harm California businesses and make California less safe.
Less safe, he says, because AB 26 would divert local law enforcement resources away from preventing crime and toward enforcing federal immigration laws. He adds that even if AB 26 were enacted, it would immediately end up in court, just as Arizona's law is now.
We should be riveted on balancing our budget. We should be creating jobs. We should be making sure skyrocketing health care costs don't continue to escalate. Those are the kinds of things we should be focusing on today.
AB 26 is supported by every Republican on the Assembly Judiciary Committee, but they're far outnumbered by Democrats. That, plus certain opposition from Governor Jerry Brown, make it highly unlikely this bill will ever be enacted. But Republican political analyst Alan Hoffenblum says legislation like this still damages the party's prospects with Latinos.
They still are not voting Republican. Again, the reason is because they believe the Republican Party is anti-Latino. And bills such as this and rallies such as this reinforces that image.
New U.S. Census figures show Latinos are now 37% of the state's population. A record 1.7 million Latinos cast their ballots in California in last November's election, where Democrats won every statewide office. The Republican Party faces a steep uphill climb reversing that trend, especially if illegal immigration remains near the top of their political agenda. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.